Let's just be still for a moment and think about what we just sang. God is here. This is our opportunity to stop and lay down everything and let our hearts bow before Him and worship Him. And He's here working, but that doesn't mean we have to see Him. God is always working. And we get out into the world, and sometimes there's so many demands and so much that gets our attention, we don't see Him. And you can't worship Him if you don't see Him. And that's what we're here to do. We are here to stop and not bring our needs to God. That is not worship. Bringing our needs to God is something that we can do because we worship Him. Because we see Him and because we know Him and we experience His love, we can bring anything to Him with confidence because we know Him. Worship is knowing Him. It's not bringing things to Him to have Him fix them. If you want God to be able to straighten out your life and give you peace and give you joy, give you meaning, give you purpose, give you a full life, that comes from worship, not from requests. And that's what we're here for. We're here to worship God. Who He is. He's the waymaker. Think about right now how many times you've been in a place where you thought there was just no way this could be straightened out. Everything in life was a wreck. Everything had fallen apart. And somehow, you're still here and God made a way. That's who He is. He's a miracle worker. Look around at the people that you know right here, that God has changed who they are. He's changed who they are. God can change who we are. It's a miracle. He's a promise keeper. You are here because God has promised and He has fulfilled every promise to this point. You know that He's going to complete the work He's begun in you. He's a promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. When we get into His presence, then we can bring our problems because we can see from His perspective. And if you can't see from His perspective, you can't respond in the right way for God to work through you to change things. It's who He is. He's our God. And this service is for us to stop and see Him. That's what worship is. That's who you are.